Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
We're talking out Warrior basketball in the offseason. It's been quiet, but that's not because nothing's happening. At least that was the message from Mark Stein earlier today. We'll let you hear some of that a little bit later on in the hour. Dibs is live in Vegas for Summer League, taking it all in, which means Dibs is kind of no different than our next guest here on the River Islands guest line, Jason Richardson, one of the greats. And this to me, Dibs, this is about as cool as stories go, because all of the NBA gathers in Vegas right about now, right? Like, that's what you guys are watching. But Jason's not doing it as a former Warrior. He's doing it as dad. That's basically what he's doing, because his son was drafted in the first round by the Magic. He's there participating in Vegas. Jason, thanks for coming on with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what is this experience like to now, you know, you've done this, and now you're watching your son do it?
Oh, it's just a surreal feeling seeing him out there playing in the NBA games and still don't see like he's an NBA player, because it's just hard to explain, but it's fun watching him achieve his dream to go out there and play, especially for a team I used to once play for. It's just unreal feeling.
Yeah, they're down right now by 13, and I know your son's not playing in this one, and it's got to be pretty fun for you to see him, you know, get to this level and get to the spot where, you know, he's such a highly drafted, highly regarded player that he only gets a couple of games in summer, and then they shut him down.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. You know, I always knew he wanted to be an NBA player. I knew that was a dream of his, but I wasn't expecting it to happen so fast. He had a plan. He had a goal for himself, and he went to Michigan State and he achieved that by doing everything he possibly could to do right to put himself in that position to be a first-round draft pick.
I got to think that being a dad of an NBA player is one thing, to sort of figure out what to say, what not to say, how much to coach. But when you are actually a great NBA player yourself, maybe that's even harder. Like, how is that dynamic for you and your son, Jade? And, oh, by the way, your other son, Jackson, who is expected to go to Michigan, I believe. Is that correct?
No, he's wide open right now.
Okay.
He just cut his list down to 10 schools last week, but Michigan is one of the 10 schools. It's pretty easy, because especially a guy like Jace, he's such a basketball fanatic. He loves basketball, has a high basketball IQ, and he's always seeking information. So I could tell him things. He'll come and ask me things, and he's very open to listening to him, especially knowing that I went through, you know, being an NBA player. So he's like looking at me like I had the answers to the test. And so it's really cool to give perspective of what I went through and try to help him through things that I see he could do better on the court.
What was it like when he decided, or you as a family decided, that he would go to Michigan State? And, you know, Tom Izzo, not exactly a teddy bear when it comes to coaches. He coaches them hard. He loves them hard. How did that come about that he chose to be a Spartan like you?
Well, I stayed out of the recruiting process. I wanted to make sure that I didn't have a biased opinion in it. My wife, She basically took all the calls from the college coaches. She's taken the college coaches' calls from my younger son, Jackson, also. So I stay out the recruiting process. I don't push him to Michigan State. I actually thought Jace was going to Alabama, and when he came into the living room and told me and my wife that he was going to Michigan State, we were totally shocked. But we knew he was going to a place where he's going to get hired coaching. He's used to that because, we're very demanding as, parents, and his mom coached him. She's very demanding on doing the right things. So we knew he would be able to, be fine with Coach Izzo. But it actually ended up being a cool thing that, he went to Michigan State where I went to my alma mater, and he was coached by the same coach I was coached, 25 years ago. So it actually was a cool thing that, he went there and followed my footsteps.
Jason Richardson is joining us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Jason, you're 44 years old, right? Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So like you could still play for the Warriors based on the way they're handling free agency. Have you had any conversations?
No, I had no conversations at all. And right now at 44, I cannot play basketball. I really finally put it down. I stopped playing the big three just coming off this weekend. And I'm officially done with basketball. I'm getting back to my old man sports of playing golf and pickleball.
Does it blow you away, though, that LeBron is 4 years younger than you? Al Horford, a rumored Warriors target, is 4 years younger than you, or maybe it's five. I'm not sure, but whatever. You get the idea. Like, does it blow you away that these guys are still playing?
It blows me away a little bit, yes, that these guys are still playing, but just all the things, I think my generation was the last generation that didn't get the gasp of what to do now to take care of your body. I think it was rumored that something LeBron spends like $1 million of recovery for his body on, cold tubs and sauna and massages and all these things. When you take care of your body in that sense, you probably can't play a long way in the NBA like he's done and Al Horford has done.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling when you think about it, but across all sports, you're seeing it more and more, and the Warriors have a guy who spends a lot of time on his body, Steph Curry, and he's got two more years in his contract, but he's not ruling out playing beyond that. When you see Steph do what he continues to do at his age, how much of that do you give credence to the fact that he is so physically fit?
Oh, all of it. I mean, the way he takes care of his body. I think he had a big jump on him coming back being physically stronger, physically looking stronger. And when you do those things and take care of your body, because the NBA season is such a long, grueling season, especially for guys like Steph and LeBron who have played long and blind times in playoffs. Those are actually the extra season when you start adding those games up. So when you do that and you take care of your body, you rest properly, you do the things that help yourself prepare for an NBA season, it gives your body a chance to actually play as long as possible.
Jason Richardson with us on Willard and Dibbs. Obviously, he's in Vegas for Summer League. His son, Jace, is a first-round pick by the Magic. He's got another son that's going to be selecting his college sometime soon. So, Jason, you're still very involved in the league, around the league. How do you view the Warriors with regard to actual realistic contention, considering that their core is aging at such a rate?
It's going to be very hard. I mean, back in, my era of basketball, the older the guys was on the team, the better chance you had on winning championships and winning games. But with the league being so much talented now, there's so many great teams out there with these young guys. It's kind of hard to keep up with them because they're very skilled. They're taking care of everybody just like you are, and they just actually are younger. So it's going to be very hard, even though you have great players like Steph and Jimmy Butler and, Draymond. But, you got teams out there that's just really good. I mean, you look at Boston Celtics where they just kind of blow up, but they were still good. Oklahoma City, they're really good. I mean, Orlando is really good. They made up some trades. It's just teams out there, San Antonio, just so many good young teams, Minnesota, that it's going to be hard to try to compete for a championship, especially when you have an aging roster.
Yeah, and the aging roster is being held together by your old teammate, Mike Dunleavy, somebody who you kind of came up with in the association and with the Golden State Warriors. What have you thought so far of the Mike Dunleavy era at the helm of the Warriors?
He's doing a great job. I think he's understanding the role. He's trying to get pieces in there to help, bridge the gap of trying to, from, Steph and those guys when they're on their way out. Bringing in Jimmy, who is a scorer that you need, could put the ball in his hands at the end of the game, help get Steph release some pressure on offense. And then now you're trying to get big guys in there just trying to fill the roster slot up. So I think he's doing a really good job as of right now. And he's trying to figure out, you know, the spaces and spots where to put guys at and try to bridge that gap once, you know, Steph and Draymond and those guys are getting to the age where they're retiring.
Jason, I don't know if you know this, but the entire situation surrounding Jonathan Kuminga has almost broken out into a fight amongst the Warrior fan base as to whether or not he is a good player that the Warriors have held down too much, or if he's just not the right fit and he hasn't done the right things to fit in around Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And obviously that leads to what to do with him next. What is your view on this? What, like, in terms of where Jonathan has been with this organization and what should happen next?
You know, I'm really torn between the two because I feel the same way. I feel like he is an unbelievable talent. I think he has a lot of upside, and I think he could be a really good player in this league. But having a culture that has already been built and won championships, I think if he could understand, you know, fitting in, understanding and learning from guys like Steph and Draymond, understanding the culture of what they're trying to do in Golden State, I think he bridged the gap between their retirement and him being the next player. But I think, you know, the mindset of, you know, I want to go out there and just be me, it's still Steph Curry's team. So I think if he understands that, hey, I could be a second, third option, learn from these guys, understand how to be a pro, understand how to be a professional, understand how to win championship basketball, that could help me long-term in my career. But I think it's just kind of hard because when you're a young player like that, you want to establish yourself. But when you're on a veteran team like they have, it's hard to establish yourself when certain things have to be done because they're used to winning and not just playing bad basketball.
And how do you thread that needle? Because I'm remembering back to the We Believe team, and you know, you had not old guys like this Warrior team, but you all were veterans, you know, Stack Jack and Barnes and Barron, and yet Monte Ellis was the kind of the baby on that team. How did he go about trying to fit in with older players, and what's the big challenge in doing that for Kuminga?
Well, I think, well, you know, with Monte back then, you know, we had established players like myself, Barron, and Steven Jackson. But he understood what his role was. He came in and we knew he was a scorer, but he didn't take it upon himself to take bad shots. So I think he understood what his role was, but he also stayed within the offense. So I think a guy like Kuminga, if he could understand what his role is and stay within the offense of, you know, Golden State, more of a move the ball, try to find stuff, open screen, open plays, make the right play, it'll easily help him transition into that role.
Jason, I want to go back to that answer you were given about, you know, LeBron spending $1 million on his health and all of this. And I think fans really struggle with this idea of people are smarter, they're healthier, yet they're playing less basketball. They've got load management. And then there's these Achilles injuries that start popping up in the playoffs, and people are looking at what they're doing in the offseason. What is your view on this in terms of What is the right way for an NBA player to attack that to maximize how much they can play?
Well, for me, I think it's beyond the NBA. I think the NBA been playing 82 games for 40, 50 years, whatever it's been. I think a lot of these guys that's coming into the NBA, they play way too many games as kids. You know, some of these guys are playing 80, 100 games as kids in middle school. And you do that for so many years. And when you get to the NBA where you finally need to play 82 games, your body is worn down from it. And so I think, you know, the load management comes because these guys have been putting their bodies through so much at a younger age, and it's affecting them now they're getting older. And I don't think that has anything to do with the Achilles injuries. I think the Achilles injury comes to the fact that a lot of guys are being taught this thing called negative step, where you're taking a step backwards before you go forward. And so you're putting all your brute force going backwards. And, of course, when you lean to go forward, you put all the stress on your ankle. So I think it's just certain things like that. I've been watching, keeping in contact of, you know, trainers I see. If I see a kid workout and he's taking a negative step backward, I'm stopping the workout. And I'm teaching them directly how to take a step forward, a proper step forward. Because if you go through the last three or four Achilles injuries between Dame, Jason Tatum, and Tyrese Haliburton, all of them took a negative step, which they step back, and when they try to go forward, that's when the Achilles go. So it's just different things like that. But I think if we really just focus on the part of, you know, the high school level, the middle school level, a limited amount of games kids are playing, I think better off for those who do make it to the NBA, they won't be doing load management.
That's a really interesting answer on multiple fronts, and I wonder how you handled that with your sons. Like, how did you advise them through these, you know, the AAU circuit and all the games they play?
Well, for me, as a parent and being going through this myself, I limited the amount of times they play basketball. I didn't just let them play in every tournament. I didn't let them go to every camp. I didn't let them go to every, you know, thing that needed to be done. So they got penalized sometimes, and some people might say that we were wrong for doing it, but I was looking out for the health of my kids. So I didn't let my kids constantly play basketball 365 days a year. Sometimes I just told them they're not going to this camp. And, you know, go be a kid for the weekend. And go to a lot of tournaments. We didn't allow them to do certain things that would just constantly impact. And they played multiple sports. They just didn't play just basketball. You know, they played multiple sports until they got to high school. My Jason, my oldest, he played soccer all the way up through eighth grade, ninth grade. Youngest Jackson played lacrosse. So we allowed them to be kids. And at the same time, we just didn't allow them to wear their bodies down just playing one sport year-round.
The scouts say that Jackson is, quote, bouncy. And, of course, you are a phenomenal dunker in your day. And Jason at 6'3", I'm sure, can elevate as well. You at your peak, them currently at their peak. Who wins the Richardson Family Dunk Contest?
Jackson. He actually jumped higher than me at this age. And I tell people that all the time. They're like, no way, no way. I said, well, one, you didn't see me in high school. And two, you try to compare a 16, 17-year-old kid to a grown man that was dunking in dunk contest at 23, 24. So I actually give him the bounciest in the house. And he's just an amazing athlete. He gets up off the floor.
Jason, really fun to catch up and really exciting to see what comes next for your family. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little while.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, there he is. That's Jason Richardson.
That's Jay Rich right there.
Jay Rich, man.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's Jay Rich. And for all of the older school, not complete old school Warrior fans, but the We Believe crowd and those who remember going to Oracle when they stunk, he was the guy. He was the dude and winning the dunk contest. And you knew the Warriors weren't very good, but darn it, he was an awesome player and fun to watch. And he was the guy. And then you had that little baby run of the We Believe, and so forever he is immortalized. But that's the guy, Mark, of my...
No doubt.
I guess that would be in my kind of my mid-adulthood, you know, in the early 00s when, you know, you're not really a young adult anymore, but you still love the team and you have the wherewithal to go to a bunch of games. And so, yeah, you see Thunder down there on the sideline and Jay Rich doing his thing. And they're going to lose 109-97, but it still was a great timeout.
Way to pull out the marketing phrase from that time, yep, as well. But, yeah, like when you're a kid, you have a favorite player. And then when you become an adult, I don't know, it's like a little bit of a different experience. I'm not saying you don't have a favorite player, but it's just different. We don't put posters on our wall, at least I don't or whatnot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after the whole, for me, after the whole Chris Mullin, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond thing, Jay Rich was the guy. That was you're absolutely right. That was the guy. And I can't tell you how refreshing and fun it is to, when you check in with these guys well after their retirement, to hear that it's like not just that NBA player that you remember, but to hear that this is somebody who is so adjusted and locked in as a family person and a dad and still there, you know, every step of the way guiding his kids and now watching them in their NBA or college journey. I find that to be really cool. I love that story.
Well, and even the other part of it that I also love, and, you know, the points you make are perfect, but his wife is the one who's running the show. She's taking the calls from the recruiters, and she's dealing with the recruiters because he doesn't want to bias the process. I mean, he went to Michigan State, and his older son did too, but he made that decision on his own. And so he's got his wife who is really at the forefront, and I was just doing a quick Google search, and she's got an Instagram, and she's talking about summer league, and she's weighing in on how her son's doing here. And so it really is a family effort on, you know, cultivating these young men. And the other piece that I loved, and I know that you're going to echo it, but they weren't allowed to play basketball year round. And Jay Rich is talking about, boom, you know, these kids playing 80, 90 and 100 games in middle school. And it's no wonder why you get burnout and you get some of these repetitive injuries.
No doubt. And then that's the first I've heard someone describe the Achilles thing the way that he did.
Oh, yeah.
What he called a negative step. And Halliburton's injury is just absolutely glowing in my brain right now as
he
says
that. So is Kobe's to me. Remember the Kobe one? Same thing, right?
Yeah. And so I wonder if everybody understands what he means by that, which is, you know, picture kind of somebody in that three-point stance, and then as you start the dribble, your back foot kind of does like a little jump, and it moves backwards for you to push off and explode, and it probably helps that explosion. That is if the Achilles is still attached. And so maybe that's a little graphic, but I get what he's saying. That negative step is putting even extra bounce and pressure on the Achilles. And look what we get. We get a rash of them all of a sudden.
Yeah, and as you were just saying that, I closed my eyes and I thought about Dre Greenlaw.
Oh, exactly.
Dre
right.
Greenlaw, yep, running on the floor, running on the field.
He did a little hop. He did
Same
a little
thing.
Hop to run out there.
He did a little
there.
Split step.
Yep.
Just, I mean, we all do it. I don't run anymore, but if I was going to, it's a natural thing where you split your feet and you push off with the trail foot. That way you get a little bit of that forward momentum. And Dre Greenlaw did that exact same thing.
He sure did. And actually, you know, I've never thought about it this way, because in that moment, when you say it's a natural thing, like it can be, if you're running onto a field, you could just, you know, take a forward step and start running onto the field.
Right.
But what got Dre Greenlaw, I would argue, was enthusiasm.
Right.
Like, honestly, right. That's why he did that. He's Dre Greenlaw. He's a fired-up linebacker. He's a crazy man. We know this. And he did a little hop that I can only translate as excitement to get out on the field. And that excitement did him in.
Yeah, and I mean, Jay Rich even talking about being in training sessions and seeing a young player or young athlete take a negative step, and he'll stop the workout. He just is that in tuned to what the negative step can actually mean to the Achilles. And, you know, I just did a quick AI search, as we are wont to do,
yeah.
And it just says it can be a significant risk factor for the Achilles tendon injury. So I don't know if coaches are aware of it, and we're trying to coach this out of basketball, but, yeah, the Halliburton one was just an absolute garden variety negative step that you know, may or may not have caused the injury.
Yep, and may or may not have changed the outcome of the NBA Finals. I mean, just wild when you think about it, and it won't be remembered, and I'm certainly not saying that the Thunder weren't deserving, but I will never forget how on fire that guy was when that game started.
Yeah.
So, really unfortunate. But anyway, Dibs is in Vegas. That was really fun to talk to Jay Rich. We had Mark Stein on earlier with kind of the newsy angle. We talked to Trace Jackson Davis. If you want to hear any of those, you can go to our Odyssey app. Make sure you download that and just have it. Subscribe to all of our shows if you haven't already. It's also on YouTube. You can find the interviews there. Dibs in Vegas for Summer League. I'm here posted up in our San Francisco studios, 888-957-9570. We want to bring back a little bit of what Mark Stein told us, because in an odd way, I really feel like for a Warrior fan, as frustrated as everybody is at waiting, and today again brought no more news, and Mark Stein's conversation was largely, yeah, there's no news, and there probably won't be for a little while, I also found the conversation to be a little bit soothing, and I think it's kind of what Warrior fans need to hear right now. So let's start with this. First and foremost, the idea of these Horford and Melton rumors. Here's what Stein said.
My expectation is that one way or the other, the Warriors are going to end up with both Horford and Melton on their roster. You know, they still have interest in Bradley Beal. I would say most people around the league don't expect the Warriors to win that race, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that they're all the way out of it. I mean, we don't know exactly yet what Bradley Beal's choice will be.
Okay, so, and Bradley Beal's been rumored that the Clippers are the favorite, but Mark basically says the Warriors are in this, but, like, quickly just a reaction on the idea that Horford and Melton are essentially the Warriors to lose. I don't know about you, Dibs. When I hear people react to that, I know what the cynic says. Horford is 39 and Melton's coming off of a torn ACL. These are facts. These are facts, and I understand the risk that's associated with both. But let me say the other side of this. Dude, I think both of them are really good NBA players, and I think they make the Warriors better if they stay healthy.
I mean, you want to put that if up front, if they stay healthy, because I think the if part of this is the gigantic portion of it. I'm not going to say that I'm a cynic, but I am skeptical. And if you look at Al Horford and his shooting numbers just over the last couple of years, they're going down rather dramatically. You don't need Al Horford to take 8 threes a game, but I do think that the last couple of years his percentages have started to dip, and it makes sense because he's 39. So you're looking for Horford to come in and play, what, 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes? D'Anthony Melton, you just never know, coming off an ACL. I don't know what his knee history is. I do know that the fact that he would want to come back to the Warriors tells me that he probably liked his time here.
You've mentioned a couple times the Al Horford, like his percentages are dipping somewhat dramatically, and I hear where you're coming from, but I also, I don't know. I wouldn't phrase it that way. Like this year, and if you're mainly talking about three-point percentage, this year he was a 36.3% three-point shooter. His career average is 37.7. Last year he was 41.9.
Right.
Now, that was a drop from the year before, but the year before was by far and away the best year of his career at 44.6. So I wouldn't say that It's like,
say, 419 to 363 to me is pretty dramatic.
Well, but it's also a regression to the mean. The 2 years at over 40 were, you know, among the best years of his career. Like last year, it fell down a little bit closer to what he normally shoots. So that's what I'm saying. You're not wrong.
I get it.
You're not wrong.
If you talk about the career for me, it really is the last like 5 years when he started to shoot the three. His career is a really odd one because if you look at the first 8 years of his career, he almost didn't shoot a three ever.
Ever.
And
yes.
Then he obviously worked on his game. The game done changed. And so he was able to transition into being a good stretch five kind of shooter. I just look at last year where he was on the same Boston team playing the same role with all the spacing in the world, and his numbers didn't fall off the cliff, but his numbers went down pretty dramatically.
In 2014-15, he averaged half of a three-point attempt per game.
Right.
And the next year, he averaged 3.1 threes per game, and then it goes all the way up to what was a career high in 2020-2021 when it was 5.5 almost per game. And it stays pretty close to that now, 5.2 attempts per game as of last year. So, again, are the numbers falling a little bit? They are. Was last year, you know, a sign of things to come or just a regression to the mean? I don't know. But even if it is 36.3, that's not like a disastrous number, especially for a center.
No, it's not. And honestly, we could talk about Al Horford till the cows come home. He's probably your 10th man. Your ninth or tenth man.
Oh.
Last year he played in 60 games. He started 42, but he doesn't play a lot of minutes. I don't think that you're going to start Al Horford.
You might.
You're allowed to.
Yeah, I actually could very much see that. They don't want to start Draymond at the five.
Right. I mean, you've got TJD, friend of the program. You've got Quentin Post, chess master. So there's options. You know, and if you're looking at Al Horford and he played in 60 of the 82 last year, I think that's probably about the number you're looking at. So you got to really pick your spots, I think, with an older guy like that.
No doubt. Again, 39 years old as of this conversation. But if you're going to put him in a sentence with TJD and Quentin Post, I mean, this is Al Horford, man. This is a pretty accomplished big man in the NBA. So if you are going to pick those spots and you're not going to ask for 30, 35 minutes a night, I'll just put it this way. I think he changes the team. I very, very clearly believe he changes the team.
Well, I mean, you're looking at 75% of the games last year, and that's probably what you're looking at. And so if you want to look at him as a game changer, yeah, he'll change some games, but I'm not looking at him as a guy who's going to play more than maybe 1,000 total minutes. Last year he played a little bit more than that, but you've got an older player who will be, you know, like you said, he's already 39, and you're looking at a team that's already pretty old. I think that Al Horford's going to be a guy who probably plays about the same amount as he did.
Well, and then you've got the Melton part of it, which I know we only got a very quick look, and I understand he's coming off of an injury. At the same time, the very quick look we got was very encouraging. And for what this team needs, which is more outside shooting and stability in the backcourt, especially if Steph is either not available or just the non-Steph minutes, I thought Melton, and I think they thought this too, was just a phenomenal fit with the Warriors. And so, to me, he's a game changer as well. Like, these aren't stars, but they really change the makeup of your basketball team. And so, listen, I don't know what's going to happen with Jonathan Kuminga, and then there's sort of the moonshot things, Bradley Beal and Dame Lillard and all of this stuff out there. But if you walk away from the offseason with Al Horford and De'Anthony Melton, I'm not going to give you an A for your offseason, but I am clearly going to say you're a better basketball team than you were when the offseason started. I believe that.
I mean, you replace Kevon with Al Horford. Does that make you better? Maybe a little bit, depending on how much Al plays. I mean, Kevon, when he was allowed to play, a great rebounder, incredible IQ guy, and a great locker room presence. And then you take out GP2 and you replace him with Melton. Well, we don't know about Melton, and I was just going through some of my text messages with Dr. Nirav Pandya about the ACL repair as opposed to the ACL replacement, because Melton had his knee ligament repaired,
right,
which is kind of rare to do that. And I do think that the return to play protocol, the return to play timeline is about the same with the repair as it is with the replacement.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know what he says, because also I believe, if I remember correct, this was not a full tear of the ACL. Wasn't it a partial tear of the ACL?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So and so that's a different injury. Return to play might be the same, but you're not talking about as, you know, kind of invasive of a situation as far as what I know, which, you know, in the medical world is not much.
It's a lot, and it's more than what it used to be, because it has to be, just like your knowledge now of things like aprons and taxes and collective bargaining and all the rest of the mumbo jumbo that we all kind of have to learn about and get into. So that to me becomes the wild card piece, Mark, on the are you better conversation, because GP2, he had some injury woes as well.
No
if
doubt.
Melton can come in and be, you know, similar to what he was in that short stint, well then absolutely you got better, because he checks a lot of boxes for you.
Well, he's a better player. You know what I mean?
But he also does what you need, I think. Good backcourt defense,
yes.
A good distributor, and a guy who can score better than GP2.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland and check in. Hey, Gene, thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summits, sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, listen, I'm totally with you, Mark, on if we could get Horford and Melton, you know, for whatever, let's say around $12 million for the two of them, I'd say, yeah, go for it. Horford, he's still got something left, and for that kind of money, it's not like you're taking a big risk. He was a hell of a player just a few years back, so who knows. Melton, I loved that guy last year. Now, granted, he's coming off a serious injury, but once again, if you can get him low enough, I think that's worth the risk to do that. And I have a thought about Mr. Kuminga.
Let's go.
Kind of goes along with what Stein said. So, and I've been seeing the, you know, as a lot of people have, the most likely scenario that it's a sign and keep in his case. Only instead of just say, here's your 9.7, maybe you give him 15 or 16 mil a year for 1 or 2 years, which is what I'm hearing is maybe what he's worth on the market, if he was willing to take that. But then in addition to that, try to get some sort of commitment, you know, to really working on those areas. I mean, it's his own benefit anyway, to try to, you know, improve to the point where maybe he can command that 25 to 30 million. So I have an idea, okay? And it goes back to the Hampton Five situation, you know, when they went for Durant.
Yep.
Only this would be a Hampton Four. Take the three core players, Butler, Dre, and Curry. Sit down with JK and have them each tell their stories, because every one of these guys had deficiencies when they came into the league, all right? None of them were targeted as future Hall of Fame players. They all had to work their asses off to, you know, to round out their game. Maybe none more so than Curry, who was also a number 7 pick. I mean, when he came into the league, as we all know, he was a spindly kid. I mean, he could shoot the lights out, he could dribble, and he could, you know, he had a great handle. Couldn't do much of anything else. Couldn't play defense, and that was in great part because he was so skinny. And the book on him was he wasn't going to last, you know, because of his size, you know. And sure enough, early on, we really wondered if he was going to make it with all his ankle injuries and such. So he set himself to the task of working on his body, then working on his defense, became a very good rebounder. Point being that, you know, he didn't just come into the league ready to, you know, to, once again, go to the Hall of Fame 15, 20 years from then.
So, Gene, is the idea basically you're saying you just want the big three to sit Jonathan down and tell him exactly what he needs to do? Is that essentially what you're saying?
Well, I think they should sit him down and say, you've had a real rude awakening now. You're not worth the 15 to, or the 20 to 25 million or 25 to 30 that you thought. And here's what you need to do to maybe get to that point. Do what we did. Work your ass off. Take every opportunity, you know. Shoot threes.
So,
work on your rebounding. Work on all these areas and try to impart to this kid. Remember, he was 19 when he started. These three guys were 22. So, you know, he's just getting to that point, maybe it's in maturity, where he's ready to actually, you know, commit himself.
So,
seriously.
Gene, here's what I would say, and appreciate the call. And Dibs, I don't know where you are on this. Listen, we're not in the locker room. We're not in the building on a daily basis. But it always intrigues me. This is just my perception. When fans go, you know what they need to do? They need to sit this guy down and talk to him.
Right.
My thought, what do you think they're doing all day?
Well, what do you think they've already done?
They've
been playing with him for 4 years.
4 years. Do you think that no one's taken him under his wing? Do you think that Steve Kerr hasn't said, this is what we need you to do? And clearly, many in the organization, and oh, by the way, around the league, feel some kind of way about what he has not done with that guidance. You can be mad at that all day long. But is that really our perception? That, like, nobody's tried to even connect with this guy and get him to do X, Y, and Z? I have no idea either, but my perception is that's literally all they do all season long.
Well, and they do that with everyone. It's a team. And, you know, you coach the coaches and you coach your players. And ultimately, you can say to a player, look, we really need you to play defense, rebound, and do all these other little things. And if the player doesn't go out there and do the things that you want him to do, well, you can have the conversation again and again and again and again. And at some point, you get fed up to the point where you no longer play that player in big spots. And I think that's partly what happened to Kuminga last year.
We're sponsored by Safeway. Speaking of Kuminga, we've got more for you to hear from Mark Stein, who joined us earlier in the show. He also weighed in on the idea of the Warriors trading for LeBron. If you want to hear all of that, stick right where you are. Dibs is in Vegas. I'm in the city. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great, I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7 The Game.
Speaking of great games, we've got a great one coming up here in about 2 hours, I believe. It's the Warriors in the Summer League, and Grandy's with me by my side, and we're sitting here for the final segment, and it's kind of fun to see all the different fans from the different teams, and now we've actually seen it here, Willard, over the course of the last, maybe hour or so. This place is drunk with Warriors fans. You got gear, you got polos, you got T-shirts, you've got a lot of that blue and gold out here as fans get ready for not the big dubs, no Steph, no Draymond, it's the baby dubs, but people are into it.
All I heard was the word drunk. When are you flying home, man, huh?
About 8 o'clock, I think.
Oh, you're coming home tonight?
Yeah, we had the option of a second night stay.
Yeah.
I'm coming off of a truckie run. You and I at Cash Creek, that was a thing.
That was a great time.
So I was actually thinking this morning, like, how many nights have I not slept in my own bed? And it's been about 6 or 7 over the last 3 weeks. And so, yeah, probably need to get home and spend some time with the toddler.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Grandy, tomorrow?
What do you mean?
Are you waiting till tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'm flying back tonight, too. I wasn't given the option of a second night stay. If they had given it to me, then, yeah, I'm taking it.
Oh, shoot. Had I known that, you could have just taken my room.
You know what I mean. Grandy's got to be at work before us, I think, is the was probably the idea.
I would have made it work.
Who needs sleep? Come on.
I do would be the answer to that.
We knew that. But anyway.
But for you, you got one more day to run around and get everything ready and make sure everyone's in town.
Tomorrow will be run around day.
You already got your hair cut, right? I haven't seen it in person, but it looks like you're all cut up and ready.
Yes. Shout out Great Clips and my girl Joyce over there. I told her, I put the pressure on her before we even started. I'm like, okay, like, it's all in your hands now. But then I also told her, don't get nervous. Remember, nobody's looking at me.
Right.
Like, if you mess this haircut up, who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody's looking at me. Like, all you literally got to do is not dye it yellow. And outside of that, we're good here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
your cut's
anyway,
pretty straightforward.
It's pretty simple. Yeah.
You know,
pretty
it's a little trim up top, and it's, you know, high and tight around the sides and the back.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not nothing difficult up there to work with.
No doubt. But tomorrow you get one more day of the runaround, and then Thursday, the big day. The lovely Christy becomes the lovely wife, Christy.
Yes, that's right. The lovely wife. Yes. That's coming on Thursday. And then I wanted to ask you, like, both you guys, like, just your prediction for, like, the next show that I do for 95.7 The Game is going to be on Monday, July 28th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2 weeks from yesterday is the next time I'm going to be here hanging out with you guys. Like, do you think that the Warriors are going to have stuff figured out when I get back?
Oh, God, I hope the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll say yes because it's getting to the point
where...
Because
you want it to be that way.
Well, also, like, I think that the NBA itself wants to take a break. So you got Summer League for another, I don't know, 5 or 6 days. I think we get into the tournament later in the week. So,
to the 20th.
Thank you. By the time we get to next Monday, Summer League is over. NBA teams, they don't want to be dealing with this S. They want to have an off season. So I think that between now and even Monday, we're going to get movement and we're going to get some resolution. I think the interesting question is, by the time you get back on the 28th, will Buster Posey have shaken his tail feather again in the trade market?
I like the way you said that. Shake your tail feather. Let's see if he shows us what he's working with. July 28th. I mean, yeah, you've only got like 3 days left
at that point.
So, but a lot of stuff does happen right there at the end. There are questions for all three, right? Like, we could also ask, will the Juwan Jennings situation be figured out by July 28th?
Yeah. I think I'm going to say yes on all three. I think Buster will have shaken the feather again and made another move.
That's a lot of fun over the next week and a half.
Well, and I'm not just saying this for me selfishly. I would love to talk with Mark Grandy for the next 11 shows about Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
Nothing would make me happier.
Sure.
I mean... It would be cool to have something break and have something, you know, maybe an Al Horford introductory presser or, you know, a Kuminga coming back on the qualifying offer. Just something.
I think that, like, by the way, it's two different questions. I think you're going to get Warrior movement. I just don't know if it's going to be Jonathan Kuminga. I do think that Al Horford and or D'Anthony Melton will probably officially be Warriors when I next do a show. But Jonathan Kuminga, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Answer your own question about Juwan Jennings, because camp, the veterans report a week from today.
Yeah.
Rookies today, like step on the scale and here's your locker and all the rest of it. In a week, Tuesday, the vets come in. So by the time you come back 6 days later, will Juwan be out there running around and will he be happy?
Well, he'll be out there. Will he be happy? I don't want to speak about another man's mental wellness. Like I hope
right,
he's...
but you know what would make him happy, theoretically.
I think he'll have a couple extra bucks, yes.
Okay. That also would be something about which we can discuss. And I wonder if we will have the WNBA All-Star Game yet as well. I should check the date on that.
Check the date on that, and then I'll go against you on the Posey deal. I'll say something happens that week, but not until after that week gets going.
Okay. Yeah, the All-Star game is this Saturday, so
okay.
I guess we'll have that to talk about on Monday as well.
By the way,
in theory.
Yeah, and we promised this, what Mark Stein said to us earlier, and go ahead and use this as a little teaser, because I'm told from a little birdie that on Best Of at 6 o'clock, Mark Stein is gonna kick that off. Is that accurate, Mr. Grandy in Vegas?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
Grandy.
Lucas has more to do with that.
It's going to be Mr. Alexander in San Francisco.
Okay, got it. Perfect.
Last time I call him Mr.
This is what Mark Stein said. And again, the way that this was sort of presented to Mark was, would Kuminga maybe just play on that $7.9 million qualifying offer?
It's easy for us on the outside to kind of say, do it. And it's just, you don't see it happen too often where the restricted free agent does decide, I'm going to take the qualifying offer and wait one more year and play one more year and take on that injury risk. But, I mean, I would have to say at this point, whatever pathway leads to Kuminga staying in Golden State, I mean, I think it's fair to say that's the likely scenario, but also, it wouldn't have, today is July 15th. It wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks if they weren't still trying and looking and trying to find a way to do something else.
Yeah, and he means that, I think, from both sides. So that qualifying offer idea has been sitting there for a couple of weeks, and clearly that's not what Jonathan wants to do. And a trade partner has not shown up, and a number where they can meet in the middle and do a 2 or 3 year deal has also not been agreed upon. So there's disagreement on multiple levels. That's the only reason we are still here without a resolution.
And I wonder what the resolution is, because I don't think that the Warriors are just going to cave, and it doesn't feel like Kuminga is going to want to sign a deal that he is not happy with. And all the while, any other move the Warriors want to make is kind of sitting out there. So the next week will be even more fascinating than the previous 2 weeks and how this gets resolved.
Yep, you're going to want to hear that full conversation with Mark Stein. It was very, very informative with regard to Horford and Melton and Kuminga and Bradley Beal and LeBron James and all of those things across the NBA. So really enjoyed talking to Mark. And again, Trace Jackson Davis and Jason Richardson, both on the show as well. And you can go to the Odyssey app or YouTube and find all of those. But that's going to lead off Best Of, which is coming up here around the corner. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Mr. Dibbs, Mr. Grandy, travel safe home from Vegas. And I will look forward to seeing you in a little bit less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, and on behalf of all of us, to you and the lovely Christy, congratulations. Get it done. Enjoy the honeymoon. And we're going to see you back, ring on finger, married man, before too long. Just enjoy it, bro. These are special moments in life. You know this.
I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. And, yes, hopefully she doesn't run But if she doesn't, then everything that you just did. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We call that a Steve Kerr, and she has been told, don't do that. Like, if you're going to say that,
don't Kerr me,
yeah,
bro.
I'd rather you run than do that. Like, please, like, no middle ground here. So, all right, everybody, enjoy it. And Dibs and Grandy and the rest are all going to hold it down. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.